Oh, it is Wine Wednesday and Thanksgiving Eve. How exciting. You are tuning in and listening to the Vero Insider. I am your hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia, joined in the studio by Karen Dotson, who I am so happy. This is like twice in a week and a half that I get to hang out with you. I'm a lucky lady. Welcome to the Vero Insider.
And I, too, am lucky. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I tell you, it's never boring, especially when you get to come on the Vero Insider. We sip delicious wine and we talk about all the fun and fascinating things upcoming in Vero. And there is no shortage of them, especially with this being Thanksgiving Eve and Blue Star having some amazing live music for us and for all the people coming back into town visiting family and loved ones over the Thanksgiving holiday, of course. But we are sipping on a little Fancy Pants, which is a different wine that I have found while I was out and about. It's not available at Blue Star, or at least not yet. But it's a Pinot Grigio, and what do you think of it, Karen?
I think it's just perfect. Perfect
right?
setting, perfect wine.
It has a cute turquoise label, sort of like fancy cursive on it describing Fancy Pants. But that's one of my favorite expressions, you know, when someone's acting all glitzy and high end. I'm like, all right, little Fancy Pants. So when I saw this, I was elated. I've already purchased a case to give away as gifts, so I'm glad it's good.
Well, I think it fits you perfect, Anna.
Well, thank you. But one of the things that we really want to highlight, of course, recapping the amazing Sunset Saturday concert that just passed. Bravo.
Yes. Yippee, right.
The OBA awesome. And Karen does, I mean, you do such a good job. Top to bottom, every detail is thought of. But we're also going to touch on the upcoming Christmas parade.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
I can't wait. It's like a pure imagination of
all these good
fancy
things.
Lights and bright smiles.
Right? And excited business owners and citizens all getting together in one evening that really is magical.
Yes.
And I see it grow every year.
It does, yes. We started with 40. When I first started doing the Christmas parade, we had 45 participants. We were expecting 80 participants this year.
Ow, nearly double.
Yes.
Little Fancy Pants. And I'm not talking about what's in your glass. Or am I? Just saying. So, okay, so we're nearly double. And, you know, it's reasonable to be able to be a part of it. The rates are right. And the criteria is not demanding. I mean, it's fair criteria for those participants. In fact, tonight is the mandatory parade meeting for those who are going to be showcasing a float or walking to some degree. I mean, there's going to be obviously bands.
Yeah, we right? have. Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. definitely. We have trains, planes, and automobiles.
And literally.
And we also have this year a Cinderella carriage that's going to be there. So
oh.
it's so yeah, we're gonna have lots of fun, a lot of new ideas. Lou, I mean, you can't imagine how much creativity goes into these floats. It's phenomenal. It's beautiful.
Oh wow! Now, Karen, what exactly is your role within the OBA, the Oceanside Business Association?
I just do the coordination. I set the Christmas parade up from start to finish, collect all the participants, answer all their questions, and the night of the Christmas parade. We start at 9 in the morning for staging, making sure that everybody's staged correctly, which starts at 9 in the Riverside Theater Park.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And by 4 o'clock, everybody's on Cardinal Drive. By 5:30, we're ready to go and meet all those wonderful, smiling, happy little faces waiting for a wonderful night of magical lights.
Oh, that's so special. Now, this year, it's going to be on Saturday, December 7th.
At 5:30.
And one of the things, too, Georgia Irish, the president of the OBA, she had mentioned that we really want to encourage those watchers that are coming out, bringing their chairs and their blankets to not get too close to the street, right? Because our floats are increasing in size. There's more tractor trailers and that sort of thing, correct?
Yeah, for the safety of our little munchkins, I call them. It's all about the kids, and we want to for their safety. We want them to stay back a little bit. There's plenty of people that will be handing out candy and flags, and they'll come to you. You don't need to go to them, and that's specifically to keep our little munchkins safe.
That's very good to just make sure that people are aware of that. And I tell you, you know, the weather's been getting a little bit chilly, so I would say some jackets could be advisable because it's dark by 5:30.
Bring a little blanket, bring a chair, and bring some hot cocoa.
See, that's so darn precious. Nearly 80 floats or participants.
Yes.
That is so outstanding. And, you know, I would like to say that as a viewer last year, this year I get to be in the parade. I'm pretty excited. And we'll touch on that here in just a second. But people as viewers, as watchers, were really responsible with their trash. And I know that the OBA goes out of their way to make it easy in conjunction with some local participants, of course. But it really is about the public being aware of it and making sure they're using the proper receptacles or bringing their own bag and putting their trash and then taking it back home or to their car or what have you. But I was really impressed after the parade was through and walking over to grab a little slice to see that it was really kind of manageable, that people were, for the most part, very considerate of being outdoors and on Ocean Drive.
Well, the Oceanside Business Association itself and their members are very big in the movement of recycling and making sure that the streets are clean. So valid. They kind of help us out a little bit with that.
Very nice. Now, for those who are not participating this year, but now they're getting some details about it, what is the cost to be a participant and where can they go to find out more details to possibly register and all that good stuff?
Well, if you go on www.verobeachoba.com, go to the Christmas Parade.
Okay.
Pull
the
down
link right from the homepage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you can fill out an application and send it in. If you're a not-for-profit, it's $25. And those businesses that would like to join us, you're welcome. That's $50. So it's
so reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
So reasonable for one mandatory meeting and a whole lot of creative collaboration leading up to it.
Yes. That money goes towards the cost of, like, for the safety for police officers and such. So we have enough police officers.
Absolutely. Now, did I hear through the grapevine that we're actually going to have lengthen our route a little bit this year? Is that something that's happening?
Yes, we're looking at finishing it up at JC Park.
So that is, the JC Park is the one where the blue restaurant on the boardwalk is?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, yes.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Nice.
Well, we have, besides our participants, it's going to help us stretch out the parade a little bit. We need more room since we have more floats. We have people coming from the Carolinas and all the way from Miami to see this parade. I get many different calls starting in June, and they plan on coming down here and staying in our hotels, eating in the restaurants. It's just a great evening. They think we have the best parade ever.
Well, I second that. These people with their fantastic taste. I mean, I'm sure most of them are listening right now to Vero Insider because they have that great of taste, of course. That's exceptional. That's really good to hear. Because why not make a whole weekend out of it? It's just, I mean, if you have to celebrate Christmas, which, you know, who doesn't? But why not do it amongst the ocean as your backdrop, a couple lit up palm trees. Like, that's what I'm talking about. We're not freezing. A little light jacket is all we need. I think we're just so smart, everyone. Now, Karen, you also have another role. In fact, you work closely with one of our sponsors who is going to be in the parade, White Glove Moving Storage and Delivery. They have teamed up with the Buggy Bunch, and they are going to be pulling that float, which is going to be really fun and very animated with great prizes to be given away to all of the participants and all the viewers, onlookers, if you will. But you've actually had some interaction with White Glove on a different business level. And they've been able to facilitate some of the logistics for your customers. And can you just share a little bit with our listeners about what White Glove has been able to do for your customers?
Sure. I own a complete concierge service, and I property manage quite a few different properties throughout. And since 1988, I've been using White Glove.
Woo woo!
So White Glove was able to meet my needs and moving one of my clients out to Santa Barbara. And then they also moved her right back after 6 months.
She didn't love it out there, huh?
No, she decided she wanted to come back. But a lot of my clients, whenever they move from state to state too, I take my stuff to White Glove. And if they have any storage needs, the first place I go is White Glove.
Aw, that makes me so proud.
And we have a great staff at White Glove. They're so helpful. They're so pleasant. And the one thing is they never say, I can't do it. They can always do it. And that's what I'm looking for all the time.
Exactly. And I think that the customers that get to have you on board are lucky to have found you, because that's what it is all about. And even the team that we've assembled through OBA, through the Oceanside Business Association, it really is, as we're growing, and it's all about facilitating. Just consider it done. We'll figure out a way. There is a solution. There's always a solution. It's just about putting enough great minds together and thinking outside of the box. And so to be able to bring that as a concierge service and to our Sunset Saturday concerts, as well as to this Christmas parade, you can tell it's just growing leaps and bounds.
Oh, yes. There is no.
Exactly. Now, let's talk about that Sunset Saturday, because that's a lot of fun. Tons of vendors, great food. I mean, the aroma is just wafting through the streets. You had 21 Hearts, which was wildly entertaining, very well received by the crowds. I mean, how do you assemble? How do you pick your bands? You pick a nonprofit each month. It's truly outstanding, Karen.
Well, thank you so much, Anne. I appreciate that. A lot of work does go into it. I have a lot of people helping me. George is great. I just have a lot of help in doing this. With as far as the bands go, I go to such things as Kitty from the Wine Star. She was
shout out Blue Star. We love you, Kitty. She's home in Ohio, so everyone that's missing her, just raise your glass in honor of her. We love you. She's drinking Beaujolais right now. She's fine. She's fine.
Well, she's the one that helped me with a lot of the musicians, like Wiley Nass and so forth. And I knew of Kitty a long time ago when I worked for Abercrombie & Kent. So she's a very classy lady.
Yes, she is.
So she helped me get a lot of the bands, the musicians, and teaming up with her, and also Lee from Waldo's. So if I have...
Love you, Lee.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Yeah, he is. Well connected, too.
Yeah, he's a good person. So whenever I have a band and we kind of communicate a little bit, and I said, I'm going to have them come in. What do you think? And he said, yeah. So then they book them, too. So that way the band isn't only coming in for us, but they're coming in for Kitty. They're coming in for Lee. They're doing other things. And it brings really great musicians to come to the area. And as if you look at Vero, I've been here since 1988, Vero Beach is an artistic community.
We really are very cultural, very artistic.
With so much creativity in so many different people. And it's actually a pleasure to be around here. And
I agree.
And it's not just the beaches, it's the people too. They have so much positive in them.
And everyone see it's one of those towns where they're genuinely nice. You're walking in, and more times than not, almost everyone you pass by, there's the wave, there's the genuine smile, and you don't get that in every community. And it's funny because at our last OBA meeting, we had a discussion where the name of Vero, which I was never keen on that nickname, Zero Beach, but that it's actually
Velcro.
Velcro Beach, because people are sticking around. How clever is that? Speaking of sticking around, don't go anywhere, because there's more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back in Indian River County. With hurricane season fast approaching, it's so important that you get your property insurance reviewed. Free of charge by my go-to, Tommy Danaher of Statewide Insurance. You can reach Tommy directly at 772-316-1121. Specializing in condo insurance, Tommy will look out for you. Again, call him directly at 772-316-1121 for your free of charge property insurance review. Visit Tommy Danaher with Statewide Commercial Insurance, proudly endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Beachling Cleaning Service has grown to become the area's premier janitorial service provider. Our service area extends from Melbourne through Fort Lauderdale. Our staff has more than 80 years combined industry experience. They're skilled, technically trained professionals who undergo continuing education so they can provide service that exceeds industry standards. Experience the difference. Call us today, 569-0799.
Beachland Cleaning is a member of the iTechs trading community. Your iTechs dollars are welcome. Skin cancer is the most common form of cancer in the United States, afflicting over 1 million people each year. The Indian River Skin and Cancer Center is the leading provider of care for benign and malignant conditions of the skin. Dr. John McDonald is the director of the Indian River Skin and Cancer Center. Dr. McDonald reminds everyone to enjoy the beach, but remember to apply sunscreen. If you have any concerns about your skin or would just like your skin to look better, contact Dr. John McDonald at his office on 37th Street in Vero Beach or call 562-29.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Big event or remodel in the near future? Don't worry about where to put all your trash. Rent a dumpster from Treasure Coast Republic Services, which includes delivery and pickup. Whether you need to rent a dumpster for a day, week, or a month, Treasure Coast Republic Services handles all commercial or residential dumpster rentals. Call 562-6620 to find out more. Republic Services offering dumpster rentals for a day or more to alleviate the chore. Call 562-6620.
Oh, yeah. Happy Thanksgiving Eve, everyone. I am your hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia. Thank you for tuning in. And, of course, if you are looking for some sort of activity this evening, there is no better place than the Blue Star Wine Bar. We have the Dickie Fredericks Band that's going to be there, and they had done the Last Rooftop. Totally cool, totally fun. And, of course, they're going to be closed tomorrow for Thanksgiving. We wish you all a wonderful Thanksgiving, but this weekend is going to be in full effect. We got the Rick Collins Band on Saturday, and then, of course, Wiley Nash Band on Saturday. And sitting with me in the studio is Karen Dotson, who is the genius coordinator behind our upcoming Christmas parade, which is going to be next Saturday, December 7th, starting at 5:30 along Ocean Drive. And what is that flame vine that we come out on and then wrap onto Ocean Drive off of Cardinal? Is that what that is?
Yes, yeah. Flame vine to Ocean Drive. And to J.C. Park.
To J.C. Park. Okay, so now you know the route. You know, pick a strategic good spot. Come early because it fills up. I mean, the onlookers, we talked about the amount of the floats and participants within the parade nearly doubling. The onlookers, I think, have doubled, if not tripled. Yeah, honestly.
Well, with the report today from the police department, they said that they felt that it tripled.
Wow, see?
And they're only expecting more this year.
How awesome is that? So this is Karen Dotson. We were just talking about the Sunset Saturday concerts as well. The one just past 21 Hearts for the month of December was really exceptional, really well received. A bunch of Oceanside Business Association team members help out and really make this production something special. Lots of great vendors. Are you accepting more vendors? Is that something that you're looking for, different food vendors? I know it's kind of like one person from each different type of food group.
It's an exclusive vendor menu.
Very smart.
And yes, we are. If we don't have the food, I am looking for more vendors. We just added two new ones, and we're looking for more as long as they don't bring in the food that we already have. And,
fair.
You know, they can join us, and I think they'll come out and they'll have a lot of fun.
Oh, of course. I mean, it's just really well received, and the lighting is good. There's electricity down there at Humason, so it really makes sense. During commercial break, Karen was saying, "In what type of community do you get a stage delivered and get embraced by the, you know, by the staffers that bring it?" And that just says so much about our community. We love Vero Beach, Velcro Beach, that is, because people are sticking around. That's so darn clever. So Sandridge Golf Course. They're our amazing public golf course and sponsor of the Vero Insider. They have some amazing golf gifts. I know that it's just a few weeks away. In fact, this is the shortest time frame in between Thanksgiving and Christmas that we've had in years, with only 3 weeks. And tomorrow is Thanksgiving. So if you're thinking about last minute gifts, or you would like to really give a great gift certificate, one where you can do a little bonding time, golf does it for you. 9 or 18 holes. It's great bonding time, and it's beautiful weather. So Sandridge Golf Course
And of course, for all the ladies and men too, they love getting their pedicures done. Don't think they don't. We got Foxy Nails. Karen, take a look at my toes.
Oh my gosh, they're beautiful.
You like that mistletoe?
I do.
Don't worry, I'm very flexible. No, I'm just kidding. And I got a snowflake on this one. With a little glitter, little glitz. They put a little diamond, little jewel in there. So again, great gifts, pedicure, manicure. They're even doing teeth whitening now. They're at the Foxy Nail Spa. And that's in the Fresh Market Plaza. So these are some great gift ideas, really affordable, but something that everyone really values, you know. And I went with the little silver and white tip. So it really goes with all the holiday dresses, red, black. But what do you think, Donna? Do you love? Donna's giving me the A-OK. See, that's what it's all about, guys. So, of course, if you want to find out more about our sponsors, if you go to theveroinsider.com, click on our sponsors link from the top of the homepage there. You can go right to Sandridge. And they even have an app now where you can do your tea time right from your phone. How convenient.
I think I'm going to head out there to get my nails done, then go for a game of golf.
That's right, because you want it to really glisten when you're holding your clubs. I'm just saying, that's what I do. In fact, my son just wrapped up his junior four-week golf fundamentals training. You know, every couple weeks you got to make sure the kids are refreshed, and he just loves it out there. Bell and Aggie does a great job. So those are some wonderful sponsors that we want to support. We love going local, right? It's like our whole campaign in life. Karen and
That's
I live for
exactly.
this sort of thing. And statewide commercial insurance, of course, season is here. So we want to make sure that your business is protected when all of our wonderful extended guests are here for the season. We want to make sure that there is no hiccups should a storm or some other type of incident occur. You want to make sure that your business is protected. And Tommy Danaher of Statewide Commercial Insurance is willing to give you a free review of your current policy to make sure that all of the I's are dotted, T's are crossed. Very valuable stuff. And it's free. Awesome. Can't go wrong.
No, you can't.
And of course, Black Friday. Oh my goodness. I love Black Friday shopping. And the good news is Pac-Mail has extended hours now. So from December 2nd all the way to December 15th, they're going to be open on Sundays, open till 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. And so if you find any of those great presents from any of our Oceanside business retailers or elsewhere and you want to get it shipped in time, you can go to Pac-Mail. And if you mention the Vero Insider, they're going to give you $2 off your shipping, UPS or FedEx. Bonus, pays to know me. Pays to listen.
It does. I have a lot of Christmas things. Thank you for that information.
Well, I'm glad you find it valuable. Any of those little odds and ends that they found at our Saturday farmer's market down at Humminston wouldn't hurt too, huh? And that's right. Thank you, Donna, for all of those big presents that you logistically find to be difficult. Pac-Mail does provide free pickup. How cool is that? Just saying. That's pretty awesome. Is it your secret safe with you? Is that what that is? All right. So let's see. We got the next Sunset Saturday concert is going to be at the end of January.
Yes, January. No, it's actually January 11th, 5:30 to 8:30.
Okay. And who's playing?
Oh, Collins and Company, another great band. Come
Very
on out.
Very nice. Very nice. And who's our nonprofit for January?
Quail Valley.
That's right. And they do a lot of different charities underneath them. Correct?
Yes, they do.
So that's going to be a great one to come out and support. And then, of course, we don't want you to miss December 7th, 5:30 starts the Christmas parade. Come out early, get a good seat, bring hot cocoa and a little jacket. Lots of fun to be had. And for those that are interested in finding out more about the OBA, about the Christmas parade, about Sunset Saturday, they can go to the OBA's website, which is
www.verobeachoba.com.
Very good. And of course, if you're looking for a good time and you've got family and friends in for this holiday Thanksgiving weekend, plan to swing into Blue Star Wine Bar. They will be open tonight featuring Dickie Fredericks and all this weekend bringing you fun, music, dance, and cheer. We just had our OBA holiday party. It was lovely, huh?
Oh, great food. Fabulous food.
Totally
lots of fun.
Yummy.
I'm ending up there after the Christmas break.
I will be your date, Karen. Partners in crime.
There
little
you go.
Delicious. Everyone, happy Thanksgiving. Cheers.
Cheers.
In a dark seesaw, please follow the leader. So Eric B, we are.